Have you ever paused to think of the fact that God allowed Jesus to come and die on the cross at the time in human history when mankind had developed the most brutal way of execution?
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. The message airing this evening is Pastor Brian Grant's message delivered on Resurrection Sunday, 2023. However, Pastor Grant brings out three timeless game-changing guarantees secured by Christ's victorious resurrection from the dead that form the foundation of the gospel message and secure the eternal blessedness and security of every believer. Please listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message, the resurrection, the greatest game-changer in history. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A Muslim became a Christian, and his friends were so upset. They wanted to know, why would you switch from being a Muslim to a Christian? So he said to them, if you are going down a road that had a fork, and the road forked in two directions, you didn't know which way to go, but right at the fork, there were two men. One man was alive, and the other man was dead. Which of the two men would you ask for directions to show you where to go? Now help me out, somebody. Who would you choose? I am so glad I serve a risen Savior. But sadly, come on now. Sadly, there are tens of millions of people in the world who are following dead people. For if I am not mistaken, Buddha is still dead. The last time I checked, Muhammad is still in his tomb in Medina, Saudi Arabia. And I could go on and all, they're all dead. But hallelujah, Jesus Christ is alive. The tomb of Jesus is empty. Some of the folks from the church went to Israel last year and they came back. Some of them told me that one of the most exciting things for them is that when they went to the tomb, on the outside of the tomb, there was a very simple sign. And the simple sign said, "He is not here, he is risen." Amen. We serve a risen Savior. But you know, there are skeptics. Perhaps you're here this morning and you're one of the skeptics. It's okay to be a skeptic, because if you're a seeking skeptic, the Lord Jesus is going to answer you. But if you just want to be a skeptic to be a skeptic, keep being a skeptic. But you know, some skeptics believe the resurrection of Jesus is a myth. But this is no myth. For the resurrection of Jesus is one of the most well-documented events in ancient history. Lee Strobel is a best-selling author of more than 30 books. And in 1979, when he was the legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, one of the most well-respected newspapers in the country, he was the legal editor. At that time, his wife became a Christian. And Lee Strobel was so upset. He decided he was going to pour all his legal and his journalistic skills into totally dismantling Christianity, because he was going to prove that the story of the resurrection of Jesus was nothing but a myth. But after 21 months making a thorough investigation of the claim for the resurrection, Lee Strobel concluded that there was irrefutable evidence that Jesus Christ did in fact rise from the dead. Irrefutable evidence. And as a result, Lee Strobel opened his heart and became a Christian. And it could be this morning that you may have come in here determined not to believe Jesus, but I'm praying that before you leave, you will open your heart just as Lee Strobel did. This former committed atheist is now a passionate servant of Christ, author of several books, including one that I recommend you all read, particularly the young adults, because it will give you ample information to defend your faith, particularly as it regards the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He wrote this book, The Case for Christ. I encourage you to read it. But unlike what people believe, many people don't realize how many people saw Jesus after his resurrection. Did you know there were hundreds of people who saw Jesus after his resurrection? In fact, on one occasion, and it was read so beautifully by my grandson. I can't take any credit for his reading ability, but it was beautiful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6, it tells us the resurrected Christ was seen at one time by over 500 people at the same time. Well, some people say that was just, they were all hallucinating. Well, a well-known psychologist responded and said, these people could not have been hallucinating because if you had 500 people hallucinating about the same thing at the same time, that would take more than a miracle for that to happen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ did happen and is the greatest game changer in history. And so this morning, I want to spend just the next few minutes sharing with you three game-changing guarantees provided by the resurrection of Jesus. If you don't mind taking some notes, it may help you remember what we shared this morning, and their notes outline is in your bulletin. Three game-changing guarantees provided by the resurrection of Christ. Here's the first game-changing guarantee. It guarantees God's righteousness to every sinner who repents. God's righteousness to every sinner who repents. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, you have a simple outline of the gospel of Christ. Here's how it reads, verse 3. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. That Christ Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised again, and that he was seen. There you have the gospel in a nutshell. As a result of the death and resurrection of Jesus, God is willing to declare the vilest sinner as righteous. Come on now. Here's what God is saying. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter all the stuff you have gotten into. If you would repent and come to Jesus Christ today, God says he is willing to declare you righteous. Well, we'll get there in a moment. You see, the problem is people want to find their own way to God. There are all these religions today because people don't like God's way. God says, I have done everything. All you have to do is believe. People say, no, 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 no. I'm going to find religion my way. I'm going to do it my way. And so here I was at this church in Montreal, and there was a steep hill in front of the church. Steep hill in front of the church. And up the steep hill were all these steps. And people, you know what people were trying to do to get right with God? On every step they knelt and had to say a prayer on every step. The steps were in the hot, brutal sun. On every step, you had to stop, pray, and you had to go up on your knees. You know, you're going up this steep hill on your knees, praying on every step. You're sweating like a cow. I don't know how much cows sweat, but you're... As I looked at that, I said, what a waste! Because the price of our sin has been paid, amen? Everything needed, listen, young person or older one, everything needed to get you right with God, everything needed to procure your salvation and to wash you clean was done at the cross of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, did I hear somebody sing today? Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. There's nothing more we have to do. And God certified that he accepted the penalty and the price that Jesus paid by raising him from the dead. Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. Jesus paid it all on the cross. You know, a little girl was watching a video of the crucifixion. And as she watched that story, she started squirming and she started hugging on tight to her dad because what Jesus suffered was so brutal. Have you ever paused to think of the fact that God allowed Jesus to come and die on the cross at the time in human history when mankind had developed the most brutal way of execution? God could have chosen the time when we just put in an electric chair. You're 1 minute you're alive, 1 minute you're dead. But that was not what God did. God chose to allow Jesus to suffer the worst brutal treatment humanity had developed. And Jesus was beaten and bruised on that cross. And as this little girl watched on the video, she squirmed and she hugged her dad tight as the bleeding person, the person representing Jesus, was bloodied and bruised. And, oh, it was so gory. And then they took him from the cross and they put him on the tomb. And once they put him in the tomb on the video, the little girl started relaxing a little. And after a while, she started smiling and she said to her daddy, "The best part is coming." You see, she knew the story. Amen. The crucifixion was not the end of the story. Hallelujah. Amen. The third day, my Bible says, he rose again. That's the best part. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. And he's alive forevermore. And because he lives, we also live. But there is a huge benefit that comes from the resurrection. There's something very special. And in Romans 4:25, I'm going to put it on the screen so we can read it together. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Here's how Romans 4:25 reads. It says, he, Jesus, was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our, what is that word? Justification. Now that's a big word. But the word justification, you can put this in your notes. The word justification means to be declared righteous. So get this. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, any sinner who comes to Christ in repentance, and young man, it includes you, any sinner who comes to Christ in repentance will be declared righteous by God. Once you repent, you say, Pastor, what is repenting? Repenting is almost like you're going in the wrong direction. You're going in this direction. You're following the flesh. You're following sin and Satan. And repentance is to make a right about turn. Instead of going your way and the devil's way, you turn and you decide, I'm going to go Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. You have repented and turned. And this morning, God is going to call on some of you right here this morning to repent, to turn from the way you're heading and to turn to God. And the Bible guarantees you that no matter what you have done, if you decide to turn God's way and say, oh God, I've sinned, I've messed up, won't you save me? He will, and he will declare you righteous. Or as some people say, here's another word for justification. Justified, or just as if I had never sinned. God will make you just as if you had never, ever sinned. I wonder if there's somebody here who's willing to admit they're a sinner. Don't raise your hand. You know, even as a little child, I knew I was a sinner. How about you? I knew I was a sinner from early on. But at 9 years old, I finally repented. I finally decided to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. And he came into my life. He cleansed me from all the sin that I had done. Amen. And he keeps on cleansing every single day. Have you repented yet? Have you repented yet? Have you come to Jesus yet? Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart and life? Listen, because of the resurrection, the greatest sinner, the vilest sinner who repents, will be declared righteous by God. But second, not only will God declare you righteous, one of the other guarantees, the second guarantee of the resurrection I want to bring to your attention, is that it guarantees, write this down, it guarantees resurrection and eternal life in heaven to every believer. There's a lot of confusion about what happens after death. I've heard people at funerals saying all sorts of stuff. One of the common things I've heard people say, you know, my mom is now my guardian angel in heaven, and she's looking out for me. You ever heard anything like that? I'm sorry, but I'm going to burst your bubble. All these people, everybody likes to talk about mommy's looking down. Did you know mommy ain't looking down? My mom and my grandmother are both in heaven, but none of them are looking down. If your mom or your grandmommy was not a Christian when she died, she has big problems of her own right now. Trust me, she has such big problems. The last thing on her mind is you. But guess what? If your mommy or your daddy was a Christian, they're having such a grand time with Jesus. The last thing on their mind I'm just keeping it real. The last thing on their mind is you and the drama you are going through. And trust me, they're not praying for you right now. All their praying was done while they were down here on earth. And listen, young person, if you don't know Jesus, some of you had grandmoms and grandpas who knew Jesus and loved Jesus, but you're living like the devil. You aren't living for Jesus. And it's time, listen, don't wait for grandma to be praying for you. You need to start praying for yourself right now. God has brought you here this morning so that his love might be extended to you and that you may follow what grandma or grandpa did when they were here on earth. But you know, the people in Corinth, here's the point, where am I going with this? The people in Corinth also had a mixed up idea of what happens after death. Look with me at 1 Corinthians. You see, they grew up being taught that there is no such thing as resurrection. And so here they were Christians, members of the church, but they still were holding on to the stuff that they learned growing up. So they didn't believe there was such a thing as resurrection. So here's what Paul had to say, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you in the church, he's talking, say there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is empty. And we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen either. If there's no resurrection, Christ didn't rise either. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you're still in your sins, then all those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, We are of all men the most pitiable, but hallelujah, thank God for verse 20, amen. What does your Bible say in verse 20? Mine says, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Resurrection does happen. Amen. Christ is risen. The resurrection of Jesus was a game changer, because up until the point of the resurrection of Jesus, even though they were resurrected, all these people had been told there is no such thing. But because Jesus rose from the dead, every human being, will show you that in a moment, everybody is going to be raised. But every born-again believer who dies will go to live with Jesus in heaven. You know, the famous evangelist Billy Graham once said, one of these days you're going to hear that Billy Graham is dead. He says, but when you hear it, don't believe it. For I'll be more alive than I've ever been. In other words, when he dies physically, he'll be more alive than he has ever been, because he will have graduated to life in heaven, eternal life in heaven with God. And what better could that be? He says, listen, I'll be more alive than I've ever been. He knew that the best was still ahead for the child of God. Are you glad you're a Christian? I am so glad I know Jesus Christ as my Savior. But do you know that the majority of Americans believe that Jesus rose from the dead? But get this. Do you know that only 1/3 of Americans believe people will rise from the dead? They have made a disconnect. They have disconnected the resurrection of Jesus from our resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead, but humans won't. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is trying to make it plain. Every human being is going to be resurrected again. John's Gospel chapter 5 verse 29, you can read it when you get home. It says there's a day coming when all the graves will hear God's voice. It tells us those who receive Christ during their lifetime, basically, they'll be resurrected to enjoy eternal life in heaven. But those who did not receive Christ will be resurrected to be condemned in hell for all eternity. Everybody, listen, the resurrection of Jesus was a game changer. Because Jesus rose from the dead, every single person will rise from the dead. The devil has fooled our young people to believing that if you go crazy on the street, you shoot somebody, he's dead, that's the end. And if he shoots you, that's the end. Young person, I want to wake you up this morning. Oh, I hope somebody hears this message who misses what is going on, that God has given you an eternal soul and an eternal spirit, and that you will live forever. Listen, when you die, when you die, if you don't know Christ, you're going to be resurrected because of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus guarantees every one of us will be resurrected, some to heaven and some to eternal damnation. And young person, it's not the end. You need to come to Jesus. You need to make sure that Jesus lives in your heart. You need to make sure that you're resurrected to the resurrection of eternal life in heaven.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you.
and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.